Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for brekkie and Cheap Trick there. If you want my love, you got it. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is Thursday. It is the 6th day of September, and it's very dark outside. There you go. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I did yesterday. Got lots of work done here at the Triple M factory, including video conferences. Aren't they funny? Fair dinkum. When you start mucking around with the camera, I don't play a part in that, but the younger ones do here, and it was... quite funny yesterday. Got a game of golf in just for 9 holes in the sunshine yesterday. Gee, it was beautiful. When it was pouring down at 6 o'clock in the morning, I didn't think it was possible yesterday. But lots of sunshine, which was just fantastic. The rain yesterday, well, a bit has fallen overnight since 9 a.m. Port Macquarie, the leader today, with 8.2 millimetres, the top registration. And just as we're going to air, we do have a problem on the Pacific Highway at Nambucca Heads. There was an accident involving a truck about 2:30 this morning, and we've still got one lane either side of the highway closed at the moment. And we're talking about Nambucca Heads, Pacific Highway at Valla Road, Valla. One of the two northbounds, one of the two southbounds still closed there after that truck accident. We'll keep you up to date. But if you're heading to the Nambucca, around that beautiful Nambucca area, just be mindful of that at Valla Road. We've got a one lane of the highway closed in either direction. Let's have a look at what is making news around the place today. The biggest story of the day, you're going to hear today and then see tonight on the news. Britain has charged two Russians with the attempted murder of a former Russian spy and his daughter, describing the suspects as military intelligence officers, almost certainly acting on behalf of the Russian state. I wonder what Vladimir will say about that. Japan has been begun clearing up after that powerful typhoon killed 11 people. It injured hundreds and stranded thousands at a flooded airport. Though when the airport in an industrial and tourist hub might reopen isn't clear as yet, but the photos were amazing. There was one in, was it in the Herald yesterday, of the wave coming over one of the breakwalls. And what we saw on the news last night was amazing. So our thoughts are with the Japanese people, and hopefully they can get the clean-up operation started today. Locally, now in the Ray Hadley Morning Show, you heard yesterday Highway Patrol contacting Ray's office to tell about an accident on Koala Street, that it was closed in both directions. Now, the upshot of that were 4 people were injured at the crash in Port Macquarie on Koala Street after police Highway Patrol Command attempted to stop a Ford Laser. Now, the vehicle failed to stop. Police lost sight of the vehicle, and a short time later, the car left the road and collided with a tree on Koala Street near the intersection of Shearer Street. Now, 4 occupants were in the car at the time. The male driver suffered neck injuries, and a female passenger suffered broken ribs, pelvis and a broken leg. Another male passenger suffered minor injuries, while a third male's injuries are not known at this stage. All were treated at the Port Macquarie Hospital. They're all believed to be aged in their early 20s. Officers from the Mid-North Coast Crash Investigation Unit were on the scene conducting inquiries into the crash. Also, local health authorities are again asking people to watch for symptoms of measles, with 4 cases now confirmed in the Coffs Harbour to Woolgoolga area. We'll talk more about that and have a look from the Government Health website on what to look out for. But, the old rubella rearing its head on the Mid-North Coast again. In sport, Premiership hero Sam Burgess has announced a new South Sydney contract extension that will tie him to the Rabbitohs for the rest of his NRL career. And locally, in football, the Premier League final on Saturday sees the Maclay Valley Rangers take on Port United at Dangar Street with a 2:30 kickoff. The winner, of course, will meet Wallace Lake in the grand final. And in netball, tonight the Hastings Valley Netball Association hosting the inaugural Business House Cup. 10 local businesses playing netball to support our local netballers, which will be good fun. Good fun. Now, on the show today, plenty happening, of course, being Thursday. It's Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories, now on Hastings River Drive. Christy today is going to be on the plateau at Comboyne today, talking to Hurrell Agri. Glenn and Liam, dairy farmers in Comboyne, and she'll be there with some plenty of beautiful Tumblegum bakery goodies. Isn't this funny? Some oat milk. And they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies every Thursday. Good fun. Also coming up, Maroon talking NRL semi-finals, every game live on Triple M. And, of course, we have our Golden Grand Final ticket, airfares, accommodation. You get chauffeured to the ground. You're in a box. You have a five-course meal with a drinks package. It is a cracking prize, let me tell you, for the NRL Grand Final. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Pippa Middleton, Roger Waters, and the great Jeff Foxworthy. I'll play a bit of Jeff Foxworthy. He's a very funny bloke. Christy will be here with the Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union? 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
On the Cactus Cooking Channel, the world of food with Jamie Oliver.
Hello, me lovelies. Today, a special treat. We're going to try something not usually associated with food at all, an airline meal. Now, I know airline food suffers constant derision, but it's not so easy-peasy to feed a jet plane full of people with nothing on their minds but death. Here in this huge airline catering kitchen is where they prepare the meals for our very own national budget carrier, Jumpstar Airlines. So let's unravel their secrets. Maria here is making crusty Italian bread rolls.
No, we don't make the bread roll here. We dig them up in the Pompeii. Here we just paint the lava crust gold and brown.
Mmm, imported bread, lovely jubbly. And over here, Ravinda prepares the breakfast omelette. So, Ravinda, how many eggs a day do you use?
Two for my breakfast before I come to work.
No, I mean in the airline omelette.
Well, some people get allergic to egg, but research shows that no one is allergic to recycled wetsuits.
Wetsuits?
Yes, we get maybe 50, 60 omelettes from one wetsuit. Then Maria paints them yellow.
But the summer times, I leave them black and call them squid the ink omelette. They go to premium economy.
Mmm, that's right, pucker, that is. Now let's move on. Here we are in an aircraft itself, ready for an airline meal in situ. I know I'm in economy class because I can kiss my knees. It's much like eating a meal while sitting in a milk crate. Not to worry, let's first open the small plastic container of orange juice by peeling off the lid, which has been welded and can only be removed by uttering the magic word. At that precise moment, the person in the milk crate next to you leans forward so you can blacken their eye with your elbow.
Oh, pommy bastard!
Oh, sorry, Mother Superior. So, with orange juice now dripping onto God knows what electric wiring, it's time for the main meal. Mmm, I wonder what this could possibly be. Beef? Fish? Someone's wallet, perhaps? But it doesn't matter because it's best to avoid it completely and go straight to the moist towelette. Because that, at least, tastes a bit like lemon. Mmm, lovely jubbly. Cheers now!
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
For your local...
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it's Strotty Fabrecki and Dave Dobbin and Herbs and a Slice of Heaven at 16 to 6 and after 6 o'clock, Bluey Waters with all today's fishing news, of course, and also all the footy starts as we get set to rock the Triple M finals. Yes, every game live on the M's as we're talking about with Aileen, starting tomorrow night with Melbourne up against South Sydney. That game live on Triple M as all the finals are. You beauty. Partly cloudy today and a 50% chance of showers. That is what we are looking at. Interesting that New South Wales Health is advising residents in the Coffs Harbour Woolgoolga area of the Mid-North Coast to be on alert for signs and symptoms of measles. Yeah, following a diagnosis of the illness in an unvaccinated child in the area. Now, the child is likely to have acquired their infection following contact with a recently returned traveller from Southeast Asia. The child spent time in Woolgoolga in late August in the Coffs CBD and around that area. And, gee, we've got to be so alert. Measles, gee, what do you say about it? The symptoms, fever, tiredness, cough, runny nose, sore eyes and feeling unwell. And after a few days, a rash usually appears. It's generally not itchy and starts on the face and spreads down the body and lasts for between 4 and 7 days. Now, I am a common idiot, but I've gone to the New South Wales Government Health website to read that, okay? And we will whack that up on the Triple M Facebook site and also our website if you'd like to know more. And talk about limiting the exposure if you're concerned. Vaccination rates are currently at their highest level ever, with more than 94% of five-year-olds now vaccinated against measles. Now, New South Wales Health said it was important for people to see their GP if they have symptoms and limit the exposure to others until the GP has made a diagnosis. So vaccination is your best protection against this extremely contagious disease. Worrying for parents of little ones in particular. So please, everybody, just be aware of that, be mindful of that, and if you're in doubt, get to your GP and limit contact with others until you can do that and a diagnosis is confirmed. Anyway, we'll whack that on the Triple M Facebook site and on our website if you'd like to know more. It is 13 to 6, back in just a tick with Strawdy Leakes, the latest entertainment goss. Oh, some legendary Aussie pub rockers on the Mid-North Coast tomorrow night. Details
Triple
next.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Ah, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawdy.
Now, in the Bermuda Triangle, how did you go? The Bureau saying you got 8 mils. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely got the 8 mils overnight. It's all right, yeah.
All right. Now, Richard the Barber says 14. He's got a preemptive strike in. Now, he would be 300 metres from your place, Bluey.
Yeah, hey? Right.
Not the boat shed, but where you live. So there you go.
Yeah.
Again, fishing yesterday, at 6 o'clock it was pouring, Bluey, and then by 10, 11 o'clock midday, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, the day turned out quite good, and that easily didn't get up, so it didn't interfere with our fishing. And we got a couple of fish in the bucket also. It was mainly just brim and blackfish, no big numbers, but the quality of the fish was excellent. There was the odd flathead caught too, and a few whiting still starting to show up too, so it's been good. Well, it turned out to be a very good day.
All righty. What about today? I know you're not real fussed on the tides, Bluey, but we've got heading towards the bottom of the tide around 11 and the high just on the dark. Northeasterly wind today to 20 knots. You'll think it's January, Bluey. Where are we going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go out to the beaches. We haven't been out there for a while. I want to go and have a look at the gutters to see what the formations are like. I know we're going to get this northeaster, but I reckon we'll get most of the day in. I know our tides are not with us at all, but out to the beaches, try for a brim or a tartar on pilchards.
Brim or Taylor on Pillies. Okay. Our club's out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. First, the Wagoonga Fishers are out this weekend.
Oh.
It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in back of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, the Port Anglers have got a cop on this weekend. Smithtown RSL Bowling Club Anglers. There's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also, our good friends, the Warhope RSL Fishing Club, 2 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue.
All righty. That sounds pretty good, Bluey. We wish all our fishos all the best. I think we might get a little bit of sunshine, Bluey. We might get a little bit of sunshine by Sunday. So we'll hope for the best there, eh?
Yep.
All righty. Now, we forgot to do this yesterday in the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world. We forgot to do it, Bluey. What are we doing insofar as the leader is concerned for the Sports Power League ladder?
Yes, well, I can say with jubilation that going into the finals, I am leading the competition. I'm very happy about that. The apprentice mechanic is still just back over my shoulder with Toy World in third place.
All righty.
Can you also report that the Wormer has not made the top 20?
The Wormer! That is shocking. Yeah. Now, Bluey, can you throw a blanket over you three, or are you like a mile in front and they'll never catch you?
Oh, no. There's a lot of points to be gotten in the finals, so I'll be definitely trying.
And how's your neck, too, for looking over your shoulder? How's your neck?
I know. I'm off the cryo pack again today, so I'll get it crunched up again today.
All right. Okay. Let's have a look at the starts. Triple M rocks the footy, of course, every semi-final live on Triple M. And, of course, we've got the Golden Grand Final ticket, airfares, accommodation, chauffeured to the ground. You go into a box, 5-course meal, unlimited drinks package for the biggest game of the year. Only free Triple M club members can win. Here's Bluey with the starts tomorrow night. The World Wrestling Federation, otherwise known as the Storm, good morning, KO, are hosting the Rabbits.
Yeah, before we get to that, I just want to, one thing that really fascinates me about this final eight is the coaches. Here we have like a division right down the middle of them. We've got four coaches with so much finals experience against four coaches that have got no experience in finals. I think it's going to be fantastic.
You're right there, Bluey. And, gee, Cameron Seraldo, would he be the first coach to have coached, what, about four games and then gone straight to the semi-finals?
How good a coach can he be?
Hey?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. He must be very good.
With a track record like that. So anyway, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the coaches perform this one. But anyway, back to the Storm and the Rabbitohs. The Storm, they get Cameron Munster back for the Rabbitohs. They've now changed their team that's been belting up everyone. 2.5 start for the Rabbits for their trouble.
2.5 start. All right. Saturday, the 5:30 game on a doubleheader Saturday for the finals. The Panthers taking on the Warriors at ANZ.
Yep. James Maloney back for the Panthers, and for the Warriors, they get Blake Green back. The Warriors, and good things at 2.5 start.
We likes them too. The second game at 7:40, I've already had Aileen the Shark on, giving it to me. The Roosters, the minor premiers, up against the Sharkies. Will there be a murder in the Fowl House?
That's right, yeah. Well, 65% of the tickets have gone to the Sharks, so they're going to have a good support there.
Yes.
Victor Radley to the lock position for the Sharks. They've got Ricky Letelli back. 4.5 start for the Sharks.
4.5 start to the Sharks. There you go, Aileen. And in the final game on Sunday, in the whole town of Brisbane, we have the 6th-place Broncos up against the 7th-place Dragons. And again, the game live on Triple M.
Yes, for the Broncos, they get Andrew McCulloch back. They really do need him there at the pivot. For the Dragons, they get Garth Whittam back. 10.5 start for the Dragons.
10.5 start. And I've got to say, the poor old Dragons. Chris, if you've got... if you've got a spare wad of cash, they are the longest price of any of the eight teams. They're at $3.55, Bluey. The Broncos $1.30. How about that?
Ooh.
Ooh. Could it be? Ooh. But, Bluey, how much will we, the rest of the teams, cheer if they knock them off? Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Triple M rocks the footy every game live. Bluey, tomorrow you've got homework. We'll need a bottle of best bet, the footy tab best bet, and we'll talk to you then.
Cheers. Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and coming up after 7, I'm going to catch up with Linda from the Hastings Valley Netball Association. The Business House comp starts tonight. Bit of a form guide, Linda, with all the guff on tonight's netball coming up after 7. It's going to be good fun. That is the cars there, and shake it up. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Where you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the man, hoping he doesn't get seasick on the Triple N function tomorrow out to sea, Lee Jollo.
Oh, that'd be a bit of a story in itself, wouldn't it? I haven't had too much boating experience, so I'm not sure how I'll go.
That's pretty rumoured to be a bit of a swell running and some strong winds. Now, we don't want any photos of us in Bulldogs mode, but without the alcohol, just seasick. So,
well, Aideen's already said, receptions has already said she's going to bring out the sick tablets for everyone.
Now, the common, recipe for success is have a bit of ginger. Ginger is so good, apparently, for your body avoiding seasickness.
Right.
And do you like ginger?
I don't mind a bit of ginger. Mum loves ginger. Loves to feed me ginger.
It's
healthy
good.
And all
it's
that
good.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. And also, I mean, a lot of people that maybe don't like coffee might have a juice, but they always make sure they have some ginger in it because it pings your eyeballs. There you go. Anyway, we'll see you on the Triple M function out to sea tomorrow.
Looking
what
forward
the
to
conditions
it.
Are. Like, we'll wait and see. What is happening in so far as the papers go today, Lee?
Yes, so it's all about the Dogs once again. In the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, Dog Pay Afternoon. Canterbury stars face $40,000 fines for drunken antics as drug testers move in. One player is expecting $15,000 fine, in fact, two players, and another a $10,000 fine for their Mad Monday participation. They're facing fines up to $40,000, as I say, for their drunken antics, which hijacked the NRL on the eve of the finals. As well as that, the accidental tourist cash hit. All overseas visitors to Australia will be required to have travel insurance for illness and accidents under a New South Wales government proposal to stop tourists receiving millions of dollars in free health care in our hospitals. As well as that, in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline, Economy surges as savings plummet. Australia's surging economy is being driven by a growing number of people raiding their savings, fueling concerns that households already saddled with record levels of debt are overextending themselves. Finance woes hit creditors for six. The Spartan Sports Empire, which has sponsored some of cricket's biggest names, including Michael Clarke, is facing a debt crisis. An au pair scandal ethics team grills policemen. An ethical standards team has questioned the Queensland policeman who asked Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton for help in a foreign au pair case and has sent a report to the state's corruption watchdog despite finding no evidence of misconduct.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. And locally with you, we were alerted to this just before 10 o'clock yesterday, this awful accident on Koala Street in Port Macquarie. There's quite a few people in hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. Officers from Mid-North Coast Police Crash Investigation Unit are looking into this. Of course, in Port Macquarie, a Ford Laser was attempting to evade police when it crashed on Koala Street near the intersection with Shearer Street. Four people were in the car at the time, all believed to be in their 20s. Most seriously injured was the male driver. He suffered fractures and neck injuries. A female passenger also seriously injured. She had broken ribs, a broken pelvis and broken leg. Two others were also in the vehicle. One man's injuries are uncertain, and a fourth occupant's injuries were minor. So, fortunately, okay, they were doing the wrong thing in that situation.
We'll see what happens
from there. It's fortunate no one passed away. It was a pretty dreadful accident, yeah.
Exactly. The vision that we've seen is horrifying. Mm. Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much for that. And, of course, all the local sport coming up. And next hour, we're going to catch up, as I mentioned, with Linda Jubri and talk about the big Hastings Valley Netball business competition. I can't say that kicks off, that tips off. Yeah. The tips off tonight. We'll talk to Linda about that and a bit of a form guide too on all the teams that are taking part. Should be a lot of fun. Also coming up next hour, we talk NRL with Maroon. Triple M rocks the footy every game of the finals live starting tomorrow night with the World Wrestling Federation. I mean the Storm up against Souths. And of course, Lee and I tonight have got our fingers crossed about our Hawks.
Yeah, find out the winner tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I reckon I'll make the first quarter. That'll be it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll even make that. Shocking, aren't we?
I know. Andrea, sitting in for Marina next with the traffic. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty Fabrecki with the late, great Roy Orbison and Pretty Woman. Yes, and if you can't see Roy, which you obviously can't, you can also always go and see Dean Vaughan, the world's greatest Roy Orbison, touring around the world. He's been in Ireland over the last few months. He is just spectacular. Close your eyes, you'll think it's Roy. 7:09, a bit of sunshine starting to poke through, 50% chance of showers today and up to about 22 degrees. But tonight is a big night. It is the start of the Hastings Netball Association's Business House Cup. And it's going to be a great competition. Here to tell us more from the association, Linda. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Morning, Stoney. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Now, you got this off the ground. You've got 10 teams ready to go.
It's been overwhelming with how many teams have wanted to be in this. It's such a prestigious cup to win. So I'm very excited.
Now, I had to ask you, it is quite a prestigious cup. What did you model it on? The cup itself. Oh, absolutely. What a trophy.
It's a massive trophy, and that was donated by Port Trophy, so I'm really, excited about that, the support that we've had from businesses too, so...
Yeah, well, I reckon it looked like Bob Todd's old, Melbourne Cup a bit. Remember that?
It's like the Melbourne Cup, kind of, yes.
Now, Linda, can you give us a bit of a form guide? What businesses are taking part tonight?
All right, well, it's a social fun round robin, but I do know there's been some teams that have been training I know that Fiona and the Woolworths team, they've been secretly training down at the courts on a Monday night, so that'll be interesting.
Good on
him. Dean from Sports and Spinal, now he's already claimed the cup. He's not a competitive man at all, Dean, but I know that Dean and Brendan from Sports Power, they
Whoops, are you still there, Linda?
Yeah, sorry, I just dropped out, sorry.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, Dean and Brendan from Sports had a bit of banter on Facebook between those two teams, so they'd be interesting. I just really don't know with some of them. I know that some netballers are in some of these businesses, so they're all a bit of a dark horse. Mm. Ange from Timber Corner, she stepped in at the last minute with her employees to cover a late withdrawal. I don't know whether the pressure got too much for that business, but they've pulled out. But Ange from Timber Corner stepped in quite nicely. Holiday Coast Credit Union, I know there's one player in that team. I don't know about the rest. And Matt from Lord Street Podiatry. Now he looks nice and innocent, but I don't know. He could be a bit deadly on the court. So
yeah, for sure. Now what about? I'm worried about daycare on Lincoln. Who's going to look after the kids while they're playing?
Well, they were lucky. They close at 6, and they were lucky. They somehow jagged the first round bye. So I don't know how much money changed hands for that, but they've got the first round by.
All right, okie dokie. And TAFE, of course, will be looking to teach the other side a lesson. There you go.
Correct.
Yes. Now, we're at the Macquarie Courts.
That's right, yep. First game kicks off at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock
I don't
tonight.
Know how all the oldies in the teams will go, but there's there's 5 rounds. They're only 10-minute halves, Strawny, so they should cope all right, I think.
All right. Good on you, Linda. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Good luck with it. Great initiative. The Hastings Valley Netball Association's Business House Cup getting underway from 6 o'clock tonight. All the best, Linda.
Awesome. Thanks, Strawny. Bye.
Strawny. Yes, there's his intro. Here he is. Wow. And then there were 8. Good morning, Maroon.
Strawny, good morning to you, and might I just start by saying I know you run Port Macquarie, I know you have several properties and business interests, but when Alastair Flowers, the proprietor of the Settlers and the Friendly Fernie, crosses the road, it's not your place to hurl abuse at him.
He was bipping me.
Yeah, well, mate, you know, what were you doing? What were you standing...
No, I wasn't. I was crossing the road. That's all. But anyway, the old expression, why did the rooster cross the road? Answer, to go and do battle with a shark. But we'll get to that shortly.
Righto.
Now, let's talk about tomorrow night. And are you calling tomorrow night, Maroon, your beloved Rabbitohs at Amy Park up against the World Wrestling Federation?
Yes, look, mate, I tell you, yeah, no, I missed out on that one for some reason. I don't know what it was, but, yeah, look, this should be a great game, shouldn't it? Rabbitohs have an awful record down there in Melbourne, as you would be well aware. But, look, I think it all comes down to the Twins, the Burgess boys having a big game. We know that Sam will have a big game. And then on the back of that, we did a good kicking game there from... Adam Reynolds. Inglis will be in fine form. He always is. He's a big game player. Rabbitohs by 12, Strawny. Rabbitohs by 12.
Now, hang on. You still haven't answered the question. Are you calling the game?
No, I'm not. I don't think... They don't say why, but I think they think I'd be biased. But me and you know that I wouldn't be.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Souths and the Storm. That's tomorrow night, 7:40. Now, Saturday is Super Saturday. We've got 2 great games on, 1 at ANZ and 1 at Allianz. Every game live on Triple M as Triple M rocks the footy. And the 5:30 game, the Panthers and the Warriors.
Yeah, look, I think they're 2 teams that really can be hot and cold, and you don't know who's going to turn up. But given the fact that Blake Green comes back for the Warriors, he might just be the difference. You know, Blake Green will be for the Warriors, and obviously James Maloney will be for the Panthers. But I tip a high-scoring game with the Warriors to win.
40-30, one of those ones?
I reckon, mate, 34-26, one of those, yeah.
All righty, OK. Now, the 7:40 game, I'll have my phone on silent. Don't bother messaging me. The Roosters in the foul house are up against the Sharks. Latest reports are the tickets are going 60-40, purchased by the Sharks. I don't care. I think there'll be a murder in the foul house on Saturday night. How do you see it?
Yes, well, mate, I will be texting you after your mob gets flogged. But I don't think they will. I think that the Roosters will be too good. I'm a massive fan of Luke Keary, and he's a big game player. And Cooper Cronk speaks for himself. And then you got a lot of, like, forget about the pack. That's a good enough pack. But I thought that scoreline last week against Parra flattered Parramatta a little bit. Every time they went to the edges, the Roosters, they looked like scoring. You know, they got Latrell Mitchell on one side, and that Johnny Manu doesn't get the raps he deserves because he's playing in the same team as Latrell Mitchell. And, look, mate, and Tedesco is played out of his skin last week. Mate, you'd have to take the Roosters.
All right, okie dokie. I hope you're right. Now, the Sunday game at 4 o'clock on Channel 9 and again live on Triple M, every game live, the Broncos and the Dragons. The stats are being trotted out already. Jared Sutton has got the Broncos over the... Jared Sutton has been the referee when the Broncos have won 8 times, and the Dragons heading up to two-headed territory up there.
Yeah, mate, look, I think the Dragons have been tapering off, been coming in for a gentle landing since Origin. I don't give them a chance of winning this game. I know they get some big names back, but that Broncos side at the moment, you've got your Offa Hengawi, and you've got... a couple of those other big back rowers and a lot of experience in that side as well. And I think Nick Arima will have a good game in this one. I love James Roberts as a player, but particularly I come back again to this back row of Offa Hengawi and these kind of guys. Mate, I can't see the Broncos losing this game.
All righty. There's always a miracle, though, Maroon. It could still happen. It might be the best Sunday afternoon ever. Just in the last minute, you get up with a field goal from 60 metres out or something, the Dragons. Please.
Mate, the only miracle will be is if the Roosters win and you don't start skiting and bragging and mouthing off around
No, listen,
you
listen.
Stop doing that. That would be a miracle enough for us.
I never am like that because I know what it's like. With all the Parramatta people, in 2009, Maroon, when the Roosters got the spoon, I got 42 of them. Would you like one? I've got heaps of them still.
That's gold.
I know it is. Anyway, for Alistair and the friendly Fernie and the sets where you can see every game live, and don't forget, Triple M rocks the footy with every game live and also the Golden Grand Final ticket. It might be you being flown to Sydney. You have accommodation. We know ANZ is the worst place in the world to get in and out of if you're driving. Don't worry. We're going to chauffeur you there. You're in a box. You get a 5-course meal. And, Maroon, what's this? Unlimited drinks package as well?
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. I tell you what, mate. You're staying at Strawny's place at ANZ Stadium. He owns one of the units there in the precinct.
Don't you start.
If he's shouting the drinks, you'll be getting GI cordial or all the water you can drink.
Oh, good on you. All right. For Alistair with the team at the sets and the friendly footy, that's Maroon. You'll hear him warbling over the weekend on the M's here too as Triple M rocks the footy.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, 20 for Brekkie. It is Tradie Thursday. We're going to catch up with Christy out of 8:30. Thanks to ARB, she's going to be at Comboyne for Smoko on Tradie Thursday. Yes, that is Bad Case of Loving You, the great Robert Palmer. 12 past 8, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, up to 22 today.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Here's a bloke with his own secretary. His wife rings and then hands the phone over to Ray. Ray, I hope you pay that secretary of yours very well.
She's going on a trip shortly.
Oh, right, you're sending the staff off on a trip. Oh, that's great. Good on you, Ray. All righty, you know how this works. We've simply got to match your birthday with the number on the wheel. You get the $1,000. Ray from Port Macquarie, what number are we after for you?
19, thank you.
19, Ray. All right, here we go. 19. Come on, 19. It's going to be close. Yeah, rotten thing. It's landed on the number 22. Ray, we were so close. Can't give you the cash, but end of the month, Ray, we do the draw for the Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and I hope your lovely wife, Val, has a great trip too, okay?
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Good on you, buddy. Okie dokie. There's Ray. And we got close. We were very close, but not close enough. Now, other birthdays today on this 6th day of September include Pippa Middleton, birthdaying on this day. I wonder if she was named after Pippa on Home and Away. I don't think so. Also, Roger Waters and the great Jeff Foxworthy. He's made an absolute fortune out of doing redneck jokes. The great Jeff Foxworthy, born on this day. One of my favourites of all time. He said, "You may be a redneck. If you've been married 3 times but still have the same surname, you may be a redneck."
Ostrony!
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, and here she is, Christy in Comboyne. Good morning, Christy.
Oh, good morning, Stroini. It is absolutely beautiful out here. You'd be so amazed to know that it's stunningly green at the moment. And I'm so happy to be here with Glenn, the dairy farmer out at Hurrell Agri. And Glenn, it's amazing out here. You've got such a beautiful job.
Yeah, it's not too bad, Christy. It's a nice office to turn up to work to every day.
This is very true. And look, I don't know if you'd heard, Glenn, but, you know, cows don't run very fast because they lack toes.
Hey, is that right?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, anyway, here's that one now.
I'm going to milk it for what it's worth here, Strawny. So, look, and I'm only skimming the surface. Hey, I was set a challenge, you know, by Pommy Rich to say as many cow puns as I could. But, look, I am your dairy godmother today because I've bought you some treats, in some milk form for you, Glenn.
And they are nice too, Chrissy.
Well, that's the funny thing here, Strawny. Would you believe that when we drove into the driveway, I saw the Parmalat sign, the Oak sign, and guess what we've brought? We've brought oat milk today.
Oh,
and oat
that
is the product
so
that you guys
funny.
We don't usually get chocolate milk though, Johnny. It's plain when it leaves here.
Oh, and don't the brown ones give chocolate milk, Glenn?
No, the sick ones give strawberry sometimes.
Oh, don't be like that. Now, also, you've got the pastries from Tumblegum as well, Glenn. Now, I bet the cows are all smelling them at the moment.
Ah, the cows are gone, Johnny. We're in for breakfast now.
Ah, good on you, buddy. Excellent. All right, great to have you on the show for Tradie Thursday. That is a great job site that I often say that, you know, it looks like you've gone to Scotland or Ireland when you get on top of the plateau there. Through the drought at the moment, Glenn, what's it been like up on the Comboyne Plateau itself?
Oh, it's been pretty dry up here, Strawny. We've had a little bit of rain in the last 2 weeks, which has made it green up at least. The grass is just starting to grow, but we're still in the middle of drought. We could handle more rain yet.
Yeah, hopefully we get some more over the next couple of days. Now, one of the real treats about Tradie Thursday is you get to play your favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies, and today we're at a dairy farm where we're giving them milk, which is so funny. Glenn, what would you like to hear?
I think it was Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yes, George Thoroughly Good as Triple M rocks our tradies. Like Christy to come to your place, your job site, head to the website. We'll move on, Glenn.
Can I just shout out to Liam Strawny? He was the one that put us in for this, and he's at school today. He's on school camp, and he can't be here. He really wanted to be here for Tradie Thursday, missed it.
Yeah, he listens each and every week, so he's just left here with the 5 boys that work on the dairy farm. So that's Kyle, Steve, Daniel, Bud and Glenn. And the young Liam did miss out, unfortunately, but look, we might save him some milks, can we?
And some dairy treats, some bakery treats if there's some left too.
Good on you, Greg. Well, listen, it'll be on the Triple M website and also the Facebook site in our catch-up segment. You can catch up there, but we thank him very much. And you guys are the backbone of a lot of our community life on the Mid-North Coast, our dairy farmers. Good on you, Greg. Congratulations, mate. As a great song selection too on Tradie Thursday. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny, and thanks to Tumblegum Bakery and Parmalat Milk for the milk.
That's thanks to you, then.
Too funny. Thanks, Christy.
Thanks, John.
Bad to the bone.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, fresh from the dairy, here is Christy back again with What's on the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Christy, plenty on today?
There is plenty on, Strawny. Tonight sees the Hastings Valley Netball Association hosting the inaugural Business House Cup. So that's where 10 local businesses play netball to support our local netballers. Of course, it's Legacy Week this week, so a reminder that 65,000 present-day widows and children are currently being helped by Legacy. So there's currently around 530 widows and a number of families in the Port Hastings area who really rely on Legacy for either financial or social support. So please go to your local shopping centres and malls and try and find people that are looking after Legacy today and purchase a good to help support Legacy. There's Zumba dance classes on today from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon. That's outside Aldi and IGA. And the annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glasshouse. That's the who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists. It's a foremost portraiture prize, the Archibald Prize.
Yeah.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the mid-north coast.
Yeah, good on you, Christy. Fantastic stuff. And can you take some photographs on the way back down, and we can show everybody on our Instagram site and our Facebook site how beautiful Comboyne looks after the rain.
Sure will. It's absolutely stunning out here, and we're very pleased to know that it is.
Okay. Well done. Thanks, Christy. We'll talk same time tomorrow here at Triple M. Triple M Mid-North Coast. It is Strawny Fabrecki and Boz Skaggs there in the Lido Shuffle. Yes. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page, press catch up on the website. Also on our Facebook site, measles appearing on the Mid-North Coast. A New South Wales health link with what to look for there. Tomorrow, our top three things to do. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss and a whole lot more. Enjoy the day. Yeah.